Amen and amen. Slow it down and look up. Lean in. Amen. I couldn't help but think about when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple. It was 40 days since she had him. And the reason it took 40 days is because the law had decreed that Mary was unclean and she was unfit because she had a child. But the law also required that that firstborn son had to be redeemed. So they had to bring an offering. And that offering was to be a lamb. But if they couldn't afford a lamb, they were to bring either a pigeon or two turtle doves. And that's why Luke says that they brought, according to the law, the two turtle doves. They couldn't afford a lamb. You see, but because of God's grace, she didn't really just bring two turtle doves. She actually brought the lamb. Amen. And not only did she come unclean and unfit according to the law, you see what the law decreed as unclean, grace declared redeemed. Amen. She's holding Jesus. She's holding the holies of holies. She's got God in her hands. Amen. She couldn't enter into the temple for 40 days, but she's sleeping with, loving on, nursing, cherishing, swaddling God Himself. God Himself. All because of grace. And when she brought the lamb and presented that little baby to that priest that day, she presented him unto the Lord, but it was a presentation of to the priest. It was just another ordinary day for the priest. It was just an ordinary day for those that was working in the temple. Those that were bound to rituals, those that were bound to the law, it was just another day. Just another thing they had to do. But there was a man by the name of Simeon who was led by the Spirit. And there was a lady by the name of Anna, a prophetess, who was led by God, who walked in that day . It was no ordinary day for them. An extraordinary day. They came to see the one that they've been promised. Grace. The difference that grace makes. You see, God's law has its purpose. It condemns us. We see our need for a Redeemer. But it's the grace of God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that frees us from the condemnation of the law. So we could walk and live, celebrate and love and lift up and lead people to this grace giver. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. That's what He's called us to do. Thank y'all for blessing us, for celebrating. We're just going to give Him glory. Amen. Father, we thank You tonight. We praise You. Thank You for Your kindness. Your goodness. Thank You for defending us. Coming to deliver us from all that hate us. from the hand of our enemies so that we could love you and serve you unashamedly all the days of our life. Your grace is greater. Greater than our sin. Greater than all. And we just praise you and thank you that we can sing and celebrate and that we can hear, that we can see, we can believe you, that we can trust you, so that we can walk with you. So we ask you tonight to continue to let us celebrate this goodness that we have, this deliverance that we walk in, this victory and triumph that we fight from, and that we go and we go tell, and we keep telling, and we keep telling the story. What you've meant, what your intentions are, what your purpose is in Christ. And that we just continue to lead others to you. We bless you and thank you. Ask you to be with our time around the table and our fellowship. Ask you to be with our church family in this time and these seasons. And that you could just continue to magnify your name. Fill us with your Spirit. Lead us by your word. Empower us to be the witnesses that you've set us apart to be, and that we just keep praising you, that we take those short steps and keep our eyes fixed on you, and we take time to invest our what you put in us into other people. In Jesus' name, amen.